are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. We were in the middle of talking about this research of how humans are going to evolve and what type of characteristics humans are going to evolve in terms of color changing and skeletons that are more flexible. So I definitely want to talk about that. I also want to talk about how a poll has suggested that many young Americans look at Edward Snowden as a hero and not a traitor for being the whistleblower on the NSA surveillance program. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a report that there is an executive order from Obama that requires federal government employees to learn how to spy on other co-workers. Apparently, it's an executive order created a task force, I guess, which set certain guidelines, okay, to be able to make sure people can't spy on each other. Now, this happened, I guess, before the whole Snowden whistleblowing. So, kind of interesting, okay? Then I also want to talk about some information from the Asiatic flight that crashed in San Francisco airport, where we're having reports that rescuers and ambulances took close to 20 to 30 minutes, okay, to get to the site. And how flight attendants and how passengers on the plane were told to not move and stay in their seats after the plane crashed and to not evacuate. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we were talking about how a Dr. Dean Burnett thinks, and he kind of did it humorously, but he thinks that humans could evolve certain new features to cope with our environment as we evolve, okay? Now, the one thing we've noticed in the last 100 years is the height, all right? As our height has increased, as our weight has increased, our heads have gotten bigger. And the reason why I say in the last 100 years is, you know, we just recently honored the 100th anniversary of the Titanic last year, the Titanic sinking. And there's a Titanic exhibition in Las Vegas. There's exhibitions, you know, in lots of places. But this one exhibition, I had found one piece very interesting. There was a pair of pants that was in one of the displays. And the pair of pants looked like a pair of pants that my 11, 12-year-old would wear. All right? It looked like a size probably 12 kids. All right. And so I expected this to say one of the kids, one of the teenagers. It said, you know, one of the men's pants. This was pants from one of the men. It looks like kids' pants, but it was pants from a man. And I had to remember that men were shorter, but that much shorter back then, really that much shorter? I mean, the pair of pants that are in that exhibit looks like the pair of pants that my current 10-year-old can wear. Now, I understand kids get big. I understand there could be something in the milk, the hormones. I understand GMOs, a variety of different things could be making us bigger. But I didn't think in 100 years that much of a difference. So for us to have increased in our size to that degree, I wouldn't be surprised if we have evolutionary changes that happen quicker than we would expect. Okay? So they think we should be able to visually blend in or stand out depending on evolutionary pressures, which is what we see in chameleons, all right, where you have the ability to change your skin color. He says humans will evolve chromatophores, which are pigment-containing and light-reflecting organelles and cells found in reptiles. If humans themselves don't evolve having these chromatophores, we would be able to use technology. And this technology would allow us to be able to change color. All right. Now that I believe, the technology I believe, That would happen probably really quickly within the next 100 years. Big time. I mean, already they've been coming up with these quote-unquote invisible cloaks, right, where you could fool around with the light and the heat from the Earth's surface, et cetera, and be able to refract such that whatever's behind it is invisible. So if they could already do that, it's only a matter of time they could come up with something that could actually be on a human. So I believe that. I do. They say, Dr. Burnett also says, humans already have the ability to focus their hearing on certain conversations and noises, but a human ear does not have a physical mechanism for doing this. So he thinks that over time we're going to have selective hearing and we'll be able to filter out certain noise from social media and other sources of continuous information. Now, I already have an issue with speech discrimination. I can't hear somebody in front of me when there's all these background noises. And speech discrimination is a big disability for many of us. And many of us are diagnosed with hearing loss, not because we've lost our hearing, but because we've lost our ability to understand somebody speaking in front of us. And I could see that. I could see that. All right. Let me see. We're going to evolve more dexterous hands. Because of all the keyboard use and the touch screen, we're going to evolve more dexterous hands that will allow us to make precise movements, but are less rigid and help us type faster. So we're going to be doing the type of thing. Okay, we're like super quick. Now, I type about 90 words a minute. My mom could type about 100 words a minute. I could 10 key about 202 keys a minute. That was my latest calculative speed. So I already type pretty fast. I would like to type faster. But yeah, we're you know, evolving to where we don't write anymore. We don't have to spell anymore. All we have to do is be able to navigate our smartphone, navigate our computer. I told you that they may want to change the keyboard from the keyboard we've been using since the late 1800s to something that you could use both your thumbs. Because iPads, when you type, it doesn't make sense to use the regular keyboard. They're saying you use your thumbs on both sides. So we're going to have to learn a new keyboard to type. Kind of difficult because when somebody hurts their hand, at least they could still navigate a keyboard. They wouldn't be able to navigate that. So interesting that we will have, you know, all these variations. Even teeth. We're going to even have different types of teeth that won't chip or fall out. Cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, now, a report yesterday had come out that passengers were told not to evacuate the Asiana Airlines flight that crashed, landed in San Francisco. The pilot, from what we understand, had overhead told people to not leave. Now, people then didn't leave. They listened to the pilot, right, until they started to see the fire erupt 90 seconds later. The reason why the delay occurred is because the pilots had to check in with the tower at the airport. Now, when you hear something like this, where people on the plane were told to not leave, okay, and again, I mean, you listen to the pilot's in charge, okay? This eerily reminds us of what happened with the Costa Concordia when the ship, crashed into the rocks and, overhead, everybody said, stay in your rooms, don't leave, and then people ended up drowning in the rooms. And then with the World Trade Center bombing, with the World Trade Center on September 11th, the second building, people in the second building were looking at what happened with the first building in horror. And all the overhead speaker said, everybody stay calm. Don't start leaving the building. Stay where you're at. And I mean, I can understand why they did that, because they wanted emergency crews to be able to get to the first building. And then the second building, boom, gets hit. So when you see these three cases, all right, it almost makes you want to just say, well, to hell with this. I'm going to take matters in my own hands. Okay, this is pretty scary stuff. I mean, we all know that when it comes to a plane crash, if you survive a plane crash, you need to get the hell out because of fire. All right, but we also know that there needs to be some order. And we also know that you need the direction, that usually the evacuation process is directed by the pilot and directed by the stewardesses, okay, the flight attendants. Okay, in fact, I think some of the emergency exits actually need to be activated by a central source. So what do you do in that situation? Now, many of us remember Charlie's Angels, okay? And what was so significant about Charlie's Angels is many of us had ingrained in our memory that anytime there's a crash, okay, something can blow up. Now, even though that car blowing up scene had to do with somebody planting a bomb, right? Charlie had to tell the girls that, you know, there's a bomb in the car, etc. But the one thing we do know is you get out of a car because it could blow up. And I mean, not all the time, but it's just something that kind of is instinctive. When I was in a car accident, I remember being in shock and I remember kind of having a little bit of a concussion, but I got out away from that car in case it would blow up. I always got out of the vehicle. I was the only one in the vehicle, so I didn't have to get anybody else out of the vehicle, but I got the hell out of the vehicle in case it blew up. Well, same thing with an airplane. Okay, you get the hell out. But people were told to sit and for 90 seconds sitting. Okay, now, there's going to be some discussion, all right, and there's going to be some debate over whether you want people to evacuate immediately or you want to wait and assess the situation. For example, if you have somebody, if there's a crash and you're not at risk for the airplane going up in flames, and there is a person that is in a very delicate state such that if people are evacuating, they can knock them over and therefore have a person could sustain a cervical spine injury. I understand how there has to be some order, but 90 seconds is a very long time to make that decision. And then what about the question? What about the question of what if the pilot was in shock? Okay. If the pilot hit his head and he gets on the intercom, right, in shock, going, all good, everybody, all good, just sit tight, okay, and what if the pilot is incapacitated? When do you make the decision to, you know, save your own life and save the life of the passengers, all right? I really think this is something that needs to be taught. Airplanes and airlines, you know, take a lot of time as we're leaving the gate, to go through safety issues. They tell us to look at the card. They tell us where the inflatable portable devices are, floatable devices are. They tell us what to do with the oxygen. Okay? So they give us all that explanation. All right? But they don't take the time, which I think they should do, is if there is a crash landing, do we wait for the pilot? If the pilot doesn't give us instruction, will a flight attendant give us instruction? If there is no instruction, do we, and we should be able to tell within 5 to 10 seconds, okay, of what's going on, do we activate the emergency doors? And are people assigned? I think planes should do that. You should have 10 people in command. You should have an order of command. There should be people already prepped on the plane that you are going to be the one to open up the emergency exit. And I remember sitting in an emergency exit and the stewardess did do that. The flight attendant did say, look, this is what you're going to do. You are going to be the one to open up the emergency exit doors. And I thought that was great. Thank you for empowering me, but then get somebody else second in command, get somebody else second in line in case something happens to me and I can't open up that side door. So, when you see the confusion that happened and for people to be told to sit on a plane that later went up in flames, it's amazing as many people survived this. Now, they're saying 3 flight attendants were ejected from the plane, 3 of them, and they all lived. So 3 flight attendants have been ejected from the plane. Wow. Now, 911 calls have been recently released, and some of these 911 calls are showing the panic of passengers who have said, we've been on the ground for 20 to 30 minutes, and we have not seen an ambulance the whole time. Now, the calls were released by California Highway Patrol, which kind of shed further light on the chaotic scenes of what was going on. One said, we've been on the ground, I don't know, 20 minutes, a half hour. There are people waiting on the tarmac with critical injuries. We're almost losing a woman here. We're trying to keep her alive. We've not seen one ambulance the whole time, not one ambulance out there on the tarmac. Now, where I find this very close to one of my experiences is we had a person that had a code on the plane, and this is while we were in the gate. And I had been one of the last people to board, me and my family, because apparently we were sitting at the wrong gate, don't ask. So all of a sudden I hear, okay, you know, last call to board. So I start to go down the ramp, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a man that is now lying on the floor in first class. You see, a nurse had already stooped over him, and then I got on my knees to start helping him. My husband took the kids away, brought the kids back into the airport because he wanted to make sure there was room for an ambulance to get there. We worked on that man a good 20, 30 minutes until, paramedics arrived. Why does it take so long for the paramedics to get there? Are there not paramedics on standby? Are there not? Now, I thought there's usually fire and paramedics on standby. Maybe not. Because if there is, it should be very easily for them to, very quickly, okay, be able to drive around to where they need to be, depending on which runway or which gate, to get there. It took, and now, if these paramedics came from their base hub somewhere in the city, then damn, 20, 30 minutes, I mean, that was, then considering pretty good, especially for them to have to navigate through the airport, navigate through security to get to where they needed to. But aren't there paramedics, aren't there fire departments already staffed at these airports? Why would it still take 20, 30 minutes? What happened here? Another woman told an operator she was with a woman in her mid-20s on a runway who was pretty much burned very severely on the head, and we don't know what to do. She's nearly burned. She will probably die soon if she doesn't get help. She needs help. Is there any way I could assist her? Another said, we just crash-landed on the airline. It looks like help is coming, but not too many ambulances. At one point, an operator responded to pleas for help, saying, we're responding, I promise. Okay? Other calls also had showed that people couldn't tell the 911 operator where they were. Okay? Apparently there were no landmarks on the runway, so they couldn't say, I'm here. All they could say is, now you would think somebody could talk to the tower could dispatch. What was going on? And, if there's any good to any tragedy, it would hopefully be airports will have a better system in place. Now, mind you, San Francisco Airport has always appeared to have their poop together. They really have. Okay? Things have been very smooth. They've been phenomenal with delays. I mean, cleanliness. I mean, San Francisco Airport is rated one of the higher airports. What the heck happened? Okay? And why would a pilot delay evacuating for 90 full seconds? I'm not sure. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was very interesting. A poll has come out saying the majority of Americans believe Edward Snowden actually is a hero. Really? Really? A hero? All right. I know we had a lot of back and forth when Edward Snowden had come out releasing information that the NSA had been overseeing our phone calls and our records. And I mean, a lot of things that I always thought was occurring anyway. Right. And had opened up on this government surveillance program. But young adults find him to be more of a whistleblower as opposed to a traitor. So that's kind of interesting. Now, in another poll, they say 54% of Americans say the government should pursue a criminal case against Mr. Snowden, okay, who was a former Booz Allen Hamilton contractor. He had fled to Hong Kong. I think he was supposed to have fled to Venezuela. There was talk of him originally going to Iceland, then I think he was going to Venezuela, and I don't think anybody really knows who he is, okay? But it's almost even in terms of liberals versus conservatives of how they feel about Snowden. And surprisingly, Snowden might have actually unified some of the Democrats and some of the liberals and the conservatives on the subject of government looking at our private information and being that involved. Now, of course, the government said, look, you know, any of the work that we've done, we've been able to thwart many terrorist attacks. Well, that would have appeased a lot of us if then the subject didn't come up. Well, then what about the Boston Bombers? I mean, who are you listening to? Are you listening to Dr. Dahlia's phone conversation with her husband or her mother-in-law? Or are you actually looking at suspected terrorists? Okay, and from what we understand, there have been there's Descartes Sardiv and his brother Tamerlan. From what I understand, there were actual multiple instances where the government could have actually stopped Tsarnaev in his tracks before he even became a threat. And nope, didn't happen. So it's very interesting that a younger population, okay, is looking at Snowden as possibly a hero. Now, that's not surprising that younger people would look at Snowden as a hero more than older people, because, you know, the younger population has always been more progressive in terms of that, in terms of, you know, looking at you know, okay, you know, being, you know, freedom and equal rights and et cetera, okay? But to have the younger people actually side with conservatives, that could be very, very interesting in this next election, okay? So is Snowden a traitor? Is he a hero? Now, according to Snowden, he said, I'm neither. I'm an American. All right? And it this has been a subject that's been debated this whole time. Okay? The subject that has been debated, does government have the ability to do what they need to do to keep us safe in the name of keeping us safe? And do we thank them for it and shut up? Or do they not have the right to impose on our privacy? And is this extremely dangerous? And this is something that's going to be debated back and forth, and there's not going to be an easy answer. How many of us have lived this whole time is assumed something was up, we had a level of suspicion, and we just hoped, okay, that it didn't go as far as our personal records. Once we found that our personal records could be involved, it got scary. And then, at the same week when we found out that the IRS, okay, had blatantly targeted certain groups, all right, now there's this huge level of distrust of the government. Now, personally, no, I don't think the government has any business listening to our private conversations, looking at our private emails, interacting with Google and Facebook. Do I understand that there could be covert missions, right? Some, you know, like 24 Jack Bauer type of operations going on. Yes, I do. I'm not naive. I understand we have intelligence, and in order for our intelligence to get intelligence, they're going to be doing covert spy type of operations. Do I think people who work for the government should, once they become a disgruntled employee, blurb secrets of the government? No, I don't. I don't. Okay? But are we glad that Snowden released this information? Okay, that the NSA had this surveillance program? A lot of us are. So this is one of those things where I don't know if you could just pick a side. I think a lot of us see this whole, all these gray areas. Now, apparently another top secret National Security Agency issue has come out, published by the Washington Post, which exposes a wider reach of the government's intelligence programs, saying that there's an extensive network of underwater fiber cables that go from North America to the rest of the world, and this method is used in parallel with the government's monitoring system called PRISM. This is being reported by Mail Online. They say the U.S. government is tapping communications from all around the world using international undersea cables. Another top-secret National Security Agency slide exposing the even wider reach of their programs. A crude map shows the extensive cable network. At the top of the slide, in large letters, the word upstream is written, with the description, collection of communications on fiber cables and infrastructure as data flows past. Then there's certain code names in it. Now, whenever we have a breach in our national security, it should worry all of us. Whether you think Snowden is a hero or not, okay, this distrust of our government And the distrust that and the disbelief that our government can competently withhold secrets is not something we want getting out to the public. But here's the thing. China, Russia, North Korea, they know we have spies. They know we have surveillance. The people in intelligence, okay, they already know this stuff is going on, right? But don't we have Chinese hackers, right, breaking into our security systems? Okay, so this stuff is going on, which is something that we need to fix. And we need to know about it. We want to know about it because that's what enables our defense system to improve. Okay, when the Chinese were able to hack into our system, we were very glad to know about that because then it means, okay, duh, okay, we aren't hack-proof. We need to, tune things up a bit. But the general public is where America really doesn't need them fostering any more ill opinion of us. We have enough problems with public opinion already. And what's even more embarrassing is that we can't control our whistleblowers. Now, I'm not saying control, meaning shut them up. But how do we have a disgruntled employee that can go and blurb, go to China, possibly blurb? I mean, if Snowden just released, if what Snowden did was just release, look, guys, okay, America's listening to your calls, etc. This is what's going on. I don't think people would call him a traitor as much as there's reports that he gave out a lot of secrets. Okay, so we still don't know the whole story. And, of course, America wants to keep some of that quiet because people want to know what other secrets Snowden gave to China or gave out. So this is one of those things where we don't have the whole story, so we don't know. I still cannot make a ruling on whether Snowden is a traitor or not, because if he did give reports out of our national security to China, what the hell is he doing that for? Okay, that's not being a hero. That's helping, you know, another country and decreasing our defense. But if he didn't, and really the gist of what he blabbed was, you know, look, guys, you know, none of us, our stuff is private. Okay, you may want to watch your conversations. In that case, yeah, it does look like a hero. So are we getting the full story? Okay, that's why I'm not, as far as I'm concerned, the ruling's not out. Now, when we come back, what is this executive order that requires federal government employees to learn to spy on coworkers? Let's talk about that when we get back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's an insider threat program, which was devised by the government, that stretches, I guess, across 5 million security-cleared employees on all federal agencies and their contractors. That was brought to life following an executive order from President Obama back in 2011. Now, he issued this directive where you narc on anybody that could be whistleblowing or spying, all right, after Army Private Bradley Manning sent untold numbers of classified documents to the WikiLeaks website, okay? So the initiative asked federal government employees to spy on their coworkers, reporting to program agents on their unusual behaviors, strange attitudes, financial troubles, and unprecedented travel, which are all indicators that a high-risk person may be engaged in espionage or other leaking of secret materials in a way that may cause harm to the United States. In particular, they say it seeks to identify threats from federal employees who might cause damage to the United States through espionage, terrorism, unauthorized disclosure of national security information, or through the loss of degradation of departmental resources and capabilities. This is according to a secret government document prepared by task force headed by Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and Attorney General Eric Holder. Now, I guess there was a report from McClatchy News Service that I guess the reporters explored how psychological profiling of former computer hackers and espionage offenders revealed patterns and traits that spy experts believed could be identified preemptively. Okay, now I would say I get that, okay? You know, if you think somebody is a possible spy, there should be some place you could go to talk to. I mean, I'm sure there's been such a system in place. Okay, where I do get a little nervous is if you have a coworker that really doesn't like you. I think many of us have worked in places where we were disliked, right, by people we worked with. People were jealous of us, okay? And so, oh, man, Dr. Dahlia, look at her. You know, she was on the phone whispering, okay? I mean, you know, there could be some huge paranoia. And we could also have some wrongly people accused. Wasn't that Elvis impersonator accused of sending rice into the president and it wasn't him? He said yes because he thought somebody asked him about rice. Okay, I don't know. So, I mean, I could see a cluster happening by this, okay? You could also see people who want to get farther up in government, right, or in their particular job, okay, want to look like a hero and take this on. I always think of the show The Office, right, and Dwight, right? You know, I could just see a Dwight, you know, deciding to, take this over and try to be a hero. So I'm hoping there's enough checks and balances so innocent people don't get accused, right? But, this is an issue here, okay? I mean, what happened with Snowden, whether you think he's a hero or not, okay, we have to have some sort of ability with all the thousands upon thousands of federal employees and even more now, by the way, even more now with Obamacare, okay? I mean, there has to be some way to make sure somebody doesn't decide to go rogue and go to China. Now, if something wrong is happening, do we want to know about it? Absolutely. All right, but there's going to be a fine line between something that's wrong and something that's in our national security. Okay? I mean, this is, like I said, this is going to be debated. This is nothing that you and I will be able to debate. This is nothing I could, you know, lead you in one way to the direction of in terms of my opinion. This is where, like for example, profiling. Okay? You know, the TSA is not allowed to profile. You're not allowed to profile. Okay? You have to equally, all right, frisk or equally pull to the side both, quote unquote, everybody, okay? So they, you know, yet other countries have said, well, of course we profile. How do you think we keep, you know, we keep our, you know, our airports safe? So this is one of those things where nobody's going to say okay to profile. Nobody's going to say it's okay. We're supposed to be a free country, a democracy, etc. But then on the flip side, when you see justifiable acts being done, okay, it starts to kind of make you nervous about what we're allowing our government to do. If we lived in a government where we pretty much trusted them, okay, like, you know, my assumption is with Israel, whose intelligence, I mean, between them and America, I think they know a lot about what's going on. And whatever Israel and America does, from what we assume, does thwart a lot of terrorist attacks. I don't know if there's any infringement on freedoms. I don't know. Okay. But from what I understand, they have been open about covert operations, undercover people being near the Western Wall, being in Jerusalem Center, etc. People know that there's undercover things going on. People know about it. They feel safe. They don't think their personal rights are being infringed upon. And boom, everybody's happy. They trust what is happening with the government. They trust that safety is coming first. Things are going right. Well, in America, we don't seem to have that same faith. Okay? We're having people say, look, the government is targeting me. We're having a report that comes out yesterday saying the Department of Justice could have been behind the Trayvon Martin riots. Okay, I mean, we're hearing these things that the government has evolved, and we're like, okay, whoa, hold the phone now. Okay, hold the phone. I mean, maybe we need to rein some of the government's power in. Because when you let loose and let the government take control, okay, that's when bad things could happen. That's why we have the whole gun control fight. Okay, I have people ask me, I don't understand, Dahlia, why are you pro-gun? I'm not pro-gun. I'm pro-Constitution and our Second Amendment rights. Okay? people took the guns away from my family in pre-Nazi Germany, or as the Nazis were taking control in the late 30s. My family lost their guns, and those same family members died when Hitler took over. And, I mean, this didn't happen centuries ago, okay? World War II is still pretty recent, no matter what you think. So I'm for being able to defend ourselves and preserving the Constitution. It's not that I'm pro-gun, okay? And I also understand the power of a gun, and I also understand that I have been able to protect my family and haven't had a gun. Somebody was in my house, I had the gun, I announced I had the gun, was ready to fire two warning shots, person left. Very happy I had my gun, or have guns. Extremely happy. And I don't want that taken away. It's not that I think the government's going to come after me. It's that I don't think the government needs to take my gun. If they do need to take my gun, that's pretty suspicious. So, you know, this surveillance program that has been in place, okay, by an Obama executive order since 2011, no shock there, all right? It's just I hope that it doesn't become a free-for-all, and I hope we don't have people falsely accused of being spies, okay? That would be extremely scary. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In George Zimmerman news, for those of you trying to stay up to date on what's going on with the trial, from what we understand, the third-degree murder charge that was brought up, apparently, I think the prosecution has seen that the second-degree murder charge is not going to hold, so they brought up a third-degree murder charge based on child abuse. Okay? They requested a third-degree felony murder based on the theory that Martin was killed while Zimmerman was committing a felony, child abuse, because Martin was younger than 18. The additional charge simply requires that the victim be under the age of 13 and be subjected to child abuse. Now, the defense had been going back and forth with the judge. He said, just when I thought this case couldn't get any more bizarre. From what I understand, the third-degree murder charge based on child abuse is not going to be considered. However, manslaughter will be. So the jury, if they feel pressure, if they feel that George Zimmerman did commit a crime by following somebody, okay, even though from what the defense said he stopped, the defense said he did stop when he was told to stop. So I didn't watch that part of the trial, but we were told by the media that he kept following when the 911 operator said not to. From what we understand, when the 911 operator said stop, he did. But the jury will be able to use a manslaughter charge, which my guess is what they're going to use. So we'll keep you guys posted. We'll see you guys back again tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.